Our buddy Tiger Woods had another surgery yesterday, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be able to play golf the rest of the year. So we thought we'd call Tiger in the hospital where we understand he's convalescing. See if we can get a hold of him. We've got a number for his hospital room.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, I'm here, sir.
Hey, Tiger. How you doing?
I'm in the hospital.
Yeah, we know.
I had to have another surgery on my leg.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But the good news is I'm getting all the ice cream and pudding cups that I want. Is Fuzzy Zeller dead yet?
No.
Sorry, I random questions just pop into my head.
He's
now.
On meds right now, so he's going to say some strange things.
I'm on meds right now. I'm thinking about going for a drive.
No, Tiger, no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's weird just being here. You know, I'm famous in this hospital, as you can imagine, because, you know, I've had the 18 majors, you know, and all that.
Well, you've won 15 majors.
No, 18 major surgeries.
Oh,
kind of famous return customer here.
Yeah, they know you well.
So what happened with the Masters?
Well, John Rahm played great on Sunday and Saturday and won it.
Damn it. That's what I heard. Somebody in the hospital told me that John Rahm won. And, you know, I want to clarify something here. I did not withdraw from the Masters because of pain.
Huh. Oh, why'd you withdraw?
Because I was like 40 shots back. What do you think?
You weren't 40 shots back.
Something like that. You know, it's bad enough that John Rahm won.
Yeah.
But to make matters worse, that stupid Phil the Dill got second.
Yeah, we didn't think you'd like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he really played well on Sunday.
I wasn't sure he was still playing golf.
Well, yeah, he's playing on the LIV.
If you're on the LIV tour, you're still playing professional golf? Think about it.
He's getting paid.
You know what, guys? I'm going to give you an exclusive.
Okay.
I actually flatlined on the operating table, and I went to the heaven place for a bit.
Oh, my God.
Man.
You won't believe what I saw.
What?
My dad.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not him, because he went to hell.
Oh, no.
Tiger.
But I did see Byron.
Yeah.
Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The 6'6" weird talker who was a local legend and had an unlikely friendship with me that resulted in a two-man vaudeville act that involved a guitar.
Yeah, I remember those bits, yeah.
And I saw Yoda.
Yeah.
And I even saw the alligator that bit off Abraham Lincoln's hand.
Okay. You're confusing a plot of a movie and history there, but okay.
And then Jesus came out wearing a LIV golf shirt, which that was a little disturbing.
Very weird.
And he told me that God needed a 15-time major winner for his skins game that he had coming up, and that's why he had called me home.
Oh, whoa. No.
And I said to Jesus, I said, what about all the fornications and the extramarital sex sin that I've committed in my life? And Jesus said, don't worry about that. As long as you have the right political beliefs, even I don't care about morals anymore. And we both laughed and punched each other in the groin.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and then headed to my heavenly apartment. And that's when Jesus saw my limp and said, OS, this ain't going to work.
Not going to work.
And then all of a sudden, I was back in the operating room.
Because you wouldn't be any good for God's skins game.
Right. And there the doctor was holding the defibrillator paddles over my chest and said, we got him back. And that's when Elin started crying. She was in the operating room.
Wow.
But that's when she started crying because my kid's inheritance once again slipped out of her grasp.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And But I was glad she showed up for support.
Yeah.
And I heard from some of the nurses that Lindsey Vonn and Erica Herman were in the waiting room comparing notes on the tell-alls they're preparing.
Oh, no. Boy, a lot of moving parts there yesterday.
I had to pay a lot to get out of that being published.
Yeah.
Did you know I touched both of their bottoms?
Oh, gosh, Tiger.
Where their bad stuff comes
all
off.
All right.
And, you know, my dad's dead, but you know who's still alive?
Who?
Who?
My mom.
Oh, no.
Cataldo. The demented Asian who was once stalked and horny attacked by the now below ground living dead elephant of a vodka swilling philanderer that once got so horny and to start a second family that he got on a war dating app to find a reluctant ovulator that he could sniff down as she cowered in a flooding Thai cave that he could build a makeshift submarine to get to her, but she escaped to an old abandoned mine shaft and rented a hot air balloon to take her to a car rental lot where she escaped to America, but hot on her trail was the elephantine suitor reeking of cheap cologne and dried reproductive juice that he found her hiding in a tack shed of a horse farm in Iowa being protected by a visibly drunk Fox Ford sports anchor, and Earl busted in and gained enthusiastic consent and consummated with her over a barrel of molasses, and 9 months later she had to squat in the Hispanic food section of a Kroger and splatter out the cow after birth that was fortified and bonused with one PGA full-grown fetus that would one day win 15 majors and crash a Genesis into a hill while thinking about Waffle House waitress oral lovemaking. She says hi.
Okay.
So that's her perspective, hey. Which is very similar to his perspective.
Send flowers.
Okay.
Get well soon.
Yeah, get well. There goes Tiger.